A totally different life. Yeah. Really weird. Fights on the street corners and stuff. You know. Lower class whites all over the place. And blacks too. And a lot of robbery. And just general rattiness. A lot of shitty people. Now we have our cross-section of shitty people in the good old suburbs too, but it was much more evident in the channel. And just by people sitting on their porches, which they seem to do a lot more in the channel than any place else. People sit on their porches and yell obscenities at each other. Which is not really not much kidding in it, because that's what they do. I don't know if you've interviewed anybody yet.
Just an older woman from, but she's sort of living on a, well, she lives
on a fringe,
on Magazine, near the border of the garden district.
What street?
Well, Magazine, but near the first and second street, you know, the getting near Phillip, actually. Then there's first street and second street, you know, and that's.
So she lives
that particular section of Magazine. It's just it's near Jackson Avenue, sort of. And it's not.
It's around First and Second Street.
Yeah. Well, it's down a few blocks from Jackson, but it's not as
toward Canal. From Jackson or away from Canal. It doesn't strike me.
I'm not sure. It's not, I've driven down the rest of Magazine and it gets really, like you said, ratty.
Goes to the river.
But, you know, this area wasn't until there.
Well, you can find some real prizes if you look. Really.
Are you pretty sheltered from all that sort of thing?
Yeah, very. Sure, suburbs, Catholic education. You know. Very sheltered.
Were any of the kids at your school from
this? No, time? No blacks. No, Catholic private school.
Do they have a policy against blacks?
An unwritten one, yeah. But it's definitely a policy. Yeah. Also a policy in the neighborhoods too, you know, against blacks, but nobody's going to say it. I'll write it down anywhere. It's just quiet prejudice.
You mentioned the word derelict. Did you ever hear any other names?
Degenerate.
What would you call someone who's just sort of wanders from one place to another, doesn't stay in one city too long?
That depends a lot on their age. And how they strike me, you know. There are friends of mine who I would call derelicts and degenerates, who have jobs, you know, or who are living at home, like
how would you
in
call
a suburb.
Derelict. I mean, what do you think of?
It's just a personality, you know.
Just shiftless or what?
Sort of. Sort of very freewheeling, like, you know, almost freewheeling to the point where very few personal standards.
Is derelict a derogatory term?
Not necessarily. It can be an endearing term a lot of times. Yeah. You're talking with your friends and you're calling each other derelicts, you don't really necessarily mean or degenerate or pervert too, you know. All used playfully. Now, if I were to meet somebody who was traveling,